How does a baby seal end up in the middle of New Haven?
How?
Sarah Callen's on the show from Mystic Aquarium. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for what you do, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. We have an amazing team here of over about 600 volunteers with our program. So
I
give the credit to them. Yeah.
I have a theory on this.
Okay.
One of two. One is it smelled peppies.
Right.
It went right for it.
The white clam pie. Yep.
The other is the water was really rough. And it's like, this doesn't seem like a fun place for me.
Right.
And it was very icy out. So it was able to slide down the street quickly and easily.
Nice.
You chuckled, I'm guessing I'm wrong on both.
Pizza theory. I might go with the pizza theory on this one.
Okay. Yeah, who doesn't? Yeah.
The seal that we brought in, he's about 5 to 6 weeks old. And these guys will nurse with their mom for 3 to 4 weeks, and then they are just left to learn how to survive on their own out there. And learn how to hunt. So this is the time of year we get lots of calls on younger animals, and they actually will, their typical behavior is to go inland if there's stormy weather or wind or heat, to hide in sand dunes to protect themselves from that weather.
Oh, wow. So it sounds like it was kind of right.
Yeah, this one I want a hotel room.
Yeah, so when you think about the shoreline and how developed it is, we actually have gotten a handful of calls over the years of seals just in the road or in parking lots. And, so I think it was kind of a combination of that, although the seals went pretty far inland. And I'm actually from the Hamden area, so I know New Haven very well. So it's kind of a fun story for me, just being, you know, that being my hometown. Chapel Street, not something you would typically see on your walk to work in the morning.
Yeah, how far on Chapel Street? How far off the shore was it?
So I didn't actually go to pick it up, but I heard it was about a quarter of a mile to half a mile inland. So
that's a lot.
He made it. Yeah. He probably was very confused and trying to find his way out of there. But that was actually his second. Well, we had been responding to that animal since February 13th. So we relocated him a couple of days prior to that because he was at Shell and Bones restaurant.
Oh, wow.
Not a good place for you to show up.
But a great place to eat.
Yeah. Love the food in New Haven.
Oh, yeah. But, the crab is alone, yeah.
Yeah. So we brought him to a beach, a different beach that was, you know, quieter, and he went right back to New Haven.
Oh, that's wild. So it's the same one. You definitely know it's the same one.
Yeah, it's the same one. Yeah. Initially, the first sighting was in Guilford, and then he kind of made his way down the shoreline.
Wow. Well, he knows what he would
eat. Have you named him?
We haven't. And the police officers from the New Haven Police Department stopped by yesterday. And we would love for them to help name the seal just because they had such a, you know, big part in his rescue. And they did such a great job keeping people away from the animal because they are a federally protected species. So it's illegal to approach marine mammals within 150 feet, actually. So the police officers and Connecticut Deep officers did a great job, you know, helping people stay away. So it's in their hands. So we'll have to see what they decide.
Oh, good. We'll have to get them on the phone and
right,
see what they're thinking.
You name from the streets.
But a half a mile in, do you think, was it icy when they found him? Do you think that maybe that's how he got so far in? He was sliding down the road?
Maybe
skitching.
Right.
We call it undulate, but they kind of move like a little inchworm. They actually, it's pretty amazing how well they can maneuver, even though they look really awkward doing it. So, I don't know. I mean, I wish I could get into that little seal's brain and see what he was thinking, but he kept, just kept moving.
Maybe someone should go around and collect the ring and nest camera footage.
Yeah.
In the New Haven traffic cams.
Nice. Yes. Yeah.
And see how this thing got so far.
Right. Compilation.
Oh,
it's getting out of Uber over here. That'd be great. Get out of a Prius.
That would be great to see. Have you guys, did you ever hear about the seal in Beverly, Massachusetts that's stranded?
No.
No.
Schubert. I recommend Googling Schubert, but it's a similar story. We responded to an animal. This is a couple of years ago, but it was in an industrial area, and they have all the footage from the security cameras, and they put a video together, and it's great. So if you know, different stores in New Haven had that, it would be great to see.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm looking it up now. It's a 3-minute video.
Wow.
Yeah,
this is exactly what we want. This is exactly what we want.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
We want to see how, whatever, you know, insert seal name here.
Right.
Yeah.
New Haven seal.
Right.
Made it down to Chapel Street.
Right.
I have faith in the city of New Haven. They can pull this together.
I would name it Tupperware.
Sarah Callen is on. She's manager of animal rescue at Mystic Aquarium. So what happens to New Haven now?
So this little guy is learning how to eat fish. So such a young animal, he hasn't quite mastered that on his own yet. So we have interns and volunteers in our clinic who work with him throughout the day, and they basically do what we call fish school. So we'll put fish in the water, manipulate it with like grabbers to try to make it look like it's swimming a bit, and entice the seal to chase it. And this little guy is already showing interest. He's biting at the fish, which is a great sign. So I have a feeling, you know, within like a couple of days or a week, he'll probably start eating fish on his own. But in the meantime, we're making him a fish smoothie, which sounds appetizing in the morning.
It's better than our last call.
That's true, yes. Yeah, right.
Does that go well with Nutella?
Much better.
Yeah, so we'll blend up a recipe of salmon oil and fish, and we'll make a little smoothie for him, and he'll basically be getting that in for nutritional needs until he starts eating fish on his own. But otherwise, we did a full exam, so blood work, took radiographs to check and make sure he doesn't have pneumonia, and he has a clean bill of health otherwise. He has a thin body condition. So I think we just need to bulk this guy up, and our goal for every animal that comes into our clinic is to get them out the door back to the ocean as quick as possible. So our team's pretty good at that, so we'll just try to get him to gain some weight, and hopefully we'll have a release where in the near future where, you know, it'd be great to have a lot of the community members from the New Haven area.
Oh, yeah, we'd love to, you know, be part of that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That'd be great. We'd love to have you guys.
How old is he now, would you say?
Yeah, so around 5 or 6 weeks old.
Oh.
How old are they when mom says, all right, you're on your own?
Yeah, they get kicked out at 3 to 4 weeks.
Yep.
Wow.
I can relate.
Well, you could save so much money.
Yeah.
You just kick your kids out at 3 or 4 weeks.
Done. Yep. No 27 years old still living. Yeah.
Phil is taking notes.
Tremendous amount of money.
Hey, Ma.
In aggravation.
Yeah. Like, that kid's going to be one next week.
Yep.
Yeah. Tell
it's been a year, man.
He's been out there.
Figure it out.
He's fine.
You got to kick him out.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I can kind of empathize with him. He's a little lost. But hopefully when we release him, we'll put a satellite tag on him, so we'll be able to track his movements and see where he goes. So
back in a restaurant,
you ever see a cow born?
No.
Calf?
A cow?
No. Calf, yeah. They come out and they just start walking immediately.
Wow.
They come out and they jump right up.
Really?
They walk away.
Damn.
Jeez.
Yeah, nature's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
These guys,
tough delivery.
They look small and cute, but he has a full set of teeth. And gray seals are actually the most spicy, aggressive species of seal.
Have you ever been bitten by a seal?
I maybe once.
So it's not something you want to talk about.
I mean, we try not to get bitten. Yes, I think it kind of comes with the territory, but we do wear like protective gloves and stuff like that. So. So you don't want a seal to break the skin. That's because they have a lot of nasty bacteria
in
their mouth, and they can carry zoonotic diseases. So it's even more important for, you know, people to keep a distance from these guys.
Right.
And they're adorable, but look at them, you know, from a safe
distance.
Space.
Yeah.
Did you see that shark story where the woman was, you know, first her brother-in-law was attacked, and then the shark came around, bit her in the thigh, then circled back around, and she put her hands up to protect herself, and it bit both hands off?
No, I didn't see this.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
It's in the news today.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, hopefully there aren't too many incidents like that, but was it local?
I don't know why I brought that up. I just thought that this is the kind of stuff that would come up on your TikTok.
Right.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, we have something in common. It came up on mine. It probably came up on yours.
All fish stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. We are doing research on sharks and the seals, and because we have a growing population of seals out at Black Island area.
Right.
Gray seals specifically, so little New Haven's species, but just looking at, seal movements and shark movements and how they kind of interact and how the environment plays a role in that too. So,
yeah, with the seals, if the seals are here, the sharks will follow.
Yep.
Yeah, it's interesting, though. I mean, the big sharks will go for the seals, but, a lot of the juveniles and stuff, I mean, they eat fish and, other ocean creatures. So the environment is, I'm curious to see if, the changing water temperatures are bringing fish in here at different times of years. So it's interesting to see how that's all kind of playing a role.
Have you ever gone swimming with a dolphin?
I used to live in Hawaii, so wow. I was very fortunate where, yes, they would be in the water when you're surfing and stuff like that. It's amazing. I mean, they're incredible.
It serves a porpoise. Ah.
Really? You have to embarrass us always?
Oh, you didn't hear what I was doing earlier.
All right.
With the seal.
Well, thanks for coming on. Thanks for what you do.
Yes.
Great work.
Yeah.
Saving the seal.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and if anyone, sees an animal on the beach or has any concerns, we have a 24-hour hotline, so people can give us a call, and the number is 860-572-5955, extension 107.
All right, hold on, 860-572 what?
5955.
5955, extension
107.
Gotcha.
All right, that's it. So if you see if another seal makes it down Chapel Street, New Haven.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Call the number.
It's getting tacos, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for what you're doing.
Yes, thank you.
And
we
love Mystic Aquarium.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Thanks. You'll have to come visit us.
Yes, definitely.
Honestly, let me know if you come here. We can show you the little seal.
On the beluga.
Oh, yeah. No, when you release, whatever this seal's name is going to be, let us know. We'd like to,
The launch.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that'd be great. We'd love to have you guys there.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Thank you.
She's great.
Yeah.
Great energy.
Yep.
You have to embarrass us with stupid jokes.
I did it twice. you missed what I wanted to name it. What was it? Tupperware.
That's oh gosh.
Tight seal.
Seal.
Yeah. Right. And seal test, Easter seals. I mean,
I was gonna play the seal song in and out of the bib.
Bear, bear! I kiss him a rose.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what would be a good name for this seal?
In the streets of New Haven.
Mm. Yeah.
Asphalt. Streety.
That's the best you got.
Right. I'm still thinking. I like Tupperware.
Let's call it Elm City.
Right.
Yeah, they could call it Haven. Call it Haven.
Haven.
Yeah.
Or like, what's a Barnum? No, that's Bridgeport.
I do want to see the video.
Yeah.
I hope someone puts the time in to get all the little clips of this thing making its way from the shore down to Chapel Street.
It's getting out of a bar over here. We've all gotten out of a bar and walked just like him down the road.
Right.
These are finest in the parking lot, too.
Just like, and all the people who probably saw this thing and did nothing. Just like, that's weird, and kept going.
Right. Or what, like, wonder what they just drank or smoked.
I was scrolling through the video she mentioned from the Massachusetts incident, and they had like a whole news anchor that mapped out the route that he crawled.
Oh, really?
They highlight like, oh, this was his route, and you follow like the little dots on the streets.
Well, that's interesting because we're thinking that it was a half to three quarters of a mile.
Yeah. Right.
It may have been 8 miles.
You don't know.
All through different roads. And
this is where we saw him.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, the name for the seal is just Seal.
Seal.
Like a singer.
Right.
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 at the commercial, you know.
But you know, you walk over to the community though, and you yell "seal," and they all turn around.
Yeah, yeah, you want that? Yeah.
We want
individual. Yes, right.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.